the cost shook out after quite a bit of waiting for supply, material supplier on the job to figure out what materials he was going to accept in return and what value we would get for those. There were some restocking fees and some other things to consider. So after a lot of hashing out with that vendor and their hashing out of the issues with their suppliers for the products, we finally came up with some numbers. The material cost on the project totals $229,000, roughly, with phase one materials being $168,000 of that. And phase two materials were scheduled to be $91,000 additional money. But because we canceled that phase, we basically cut a little over $30,000 from that figure. So
you basically sent some of the materials back and got some money back from it.
We sent some materials back and got some money back, and we were able to cancel the manufacture of a large slide gate. That was a $25,000 item in itself, so that was timely to make the cancellation when we did.
And the materials you're sending back, piping pieces or what?
Actually, it came down to some various fittings. Actually, there's a lot fewer materials that we could send back than what I originally thought, that I was led to believe by the supplier. We still have some fittings that were meant for the job that were purchased that they would not take back. And so that was a little bit frustrating for me, but maybe we can use them on another project in the future.
So beyond that, you're already looking at contractor costs for phase one of nearly $700,000, it looks like.
Yeah, about $689,000 we spent with Miller Construction, the contractor on the job. The cost for them to complete the phase one work on the job was about $475,000. We had a couple change orders that actually added up to close to $100,000 because of the bedrock that they encountered trying to lower the pipeline next to the road. That was a majority of that change order. And then we had to negotiate a phase two cancellation amount, and that came out to $116,000.
To let Miller get or walk away from not do phase two,
right?
Basically.
Yeah. They had purchased a bit of materials for phase two, and it spent quite a bit of time planning and getting ready to do that phase. So we knew there was going to be some costs involved with letting them walk away. And our engineer on the job, P&D, offices out of Anchorage, actually negotiated a pretty good fee. I felt they started out much higher than that. I think cut close to $20,000 from the fee that was originally proposed by Miller Construction. So they did a good job for us there.
Is there any bright spot to this whole fix that happened? I know you did the pigging work. Are you in a place where you can do that kind of pigging in the future if you see any kind of growth reforming on that pipe or anything like that? Or
absolutely. That is a bright spot. We know our pipeline much better than we did. We have accurate information on the elevations that it sits in the trench line and what it's doing hydraulically. And that's part of the O&M manual that we received from P&D as part of this project was a maintenance schedule that included checking the pressures at various points in the pipeline at least on an annual basis. And, of course, the operators at the treatment plant monitor the flow that we get through the pipeline on a daily basis. So if we see any problems developing either with the pressure in the pipeline or a flow decrease, then that will probably be our first move, or one of our first moves anyway, is to pig the pipeline. The contractor did supply the city with extra pigs, so that we do have those up at the treatment plant, and it would take part of a day to get everything prepared and start pigging again. So we're in a good situation as far as future maintenance and to make sure that we don't have any problems with flow decline in the pipeline in the future.
Have you seen any since this summer, since this fix was put into place?
No, we haven't seen any decreases in flow yet. Everything looks like it's working exactly the way it's supposed to.
It's operating as designed at this point?
Yes.
Which is maximum flow or of what?
Well, the maximum flow with our pumps on is 2,740 gallons per minute. That's a tested number. That's just a hair below 4 million gallons per day if we need it. With without the pumps on, maximum gravity flow is 1,300 gallons per minute, which will actually serve the community for most of the year. It's only in the summertime when we have to turn the pumps on to serve the seafood processors. So.
What does that bring for daily production?
Anywhere between 2 to 3 million gallons a day. Just depends on what's going on in the canneries.
And you haven't seen any problems in terms of the valves and any negative pressure problems since this work was done?
No, we have not experienced any negative pressure situations. And in the design, because it's working correctly, we won't see any negative pressure in the pipeline unless the level of the reservoir is greater than 5 feet below the spillway. As long as the reservoir is full, which is designed to operate with water spilling over the top of the spillway at all times, we shouldn't see any negative pressure in the pipeline. If we do have to operate it at max flows or higher flows when the level of the reservoir is down, the new ARVs, the air relief valves that we've installed as part of this project, have proven to operate. They're brand new, and they're larger than the old ones, and they will protect the pipeline from any negative pressures. So I think we're sitting in a really good situation right now to supply the community with water and protect the pipeline so that we don't have to deal with this again.
So the only real worry time would be during a hot, dry summer with a big canning season going, a lot of water being used.
That's right. And the staff and the city and water department as a whole is aware of this situation, and we'll be monitoring it very closely so that we don't have any damage, and as well as the customers and the service that we need to provide are maintained.
And any return of the organic growth that you saw on the inside, or any signs of that?
We haven't seen any signs of it yet. I believe that it will come back. I think it's a matter of time. It's a product of the reservoir and the conditions of drawing water out of a big muskeg pond, basically. So I think it will return. But as I said, we're going to monitor the flow and the pressures, and it's not a very complicated process to pig that line. And, so we will do that, and I'm confident that if that does occur, we see some flow reductions if we pig the line, that we'll get our flow back.